Good afternoon, Lionesses. It's Natasha here from lionessmagazine.com, and it is our lovely monthly business coaching call where we bring wonderful entrepreneurs and experts here to teach you how to scale your startup. Today we are joined by, with Alfonso Santinello of the Creative Strategy Agency in Western Massachusetts. Hi, Al. Welcome.
Hi, Natasha. How are you?
Good. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thanks.
We're really, really excited to have you join us today. Alfonso is the founder and the president of the Creative Strategy Agency. They're all about digital marketing and social media. They're your go-to people. And so we thought that there was no one better and more qualified to talk to you about how to rock your social media than Alfonso. So today he's going to go over what makes killer social media and what are some strategies that you guys can do to really bring yourself to the next level when it comes to internet marketing and branding. So Alfonso, I will let you take it away. Welcome.
All right. Thank you. Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining in. So really, I really want to talk about when you're looking at building not just a social but more of a digital strategy overall and what you need to do and to really taking a step back before you take action and really know who your target is, who are you trying to reach and engage with, why are you trying to reach them, how are you really going to tell your story. So the biggest thing that we help with our clients is not just sharing the messaging and coming up with a random post here and there, but it's long-term strategy. How do you get your message across so people understand who you are, what you do, and what you offer? So when it comes to social media specifically, knowing where your target demographic is online is huge. So really it comes down to you don't need to be on every platform. There's a lot of options now. There's no longer just Facebook and Twitter like it was 3 or 4 years ago. You have Instagram, Snapchat, LinkedIn, Pinterest. The list goes on. So just really looking at prioritizing your time. Time is money. And if you are an entrepreneur like many that are doing 15 jobs in one, you really need to know where is your time being best valued. So really looking at where your target is online and coming up with a plan to engage with them. So depending on your industry, you really need to look at which platforms align. So if, for example, if you are an accountant or insurance sales or anything in the B2B sector, you really need to look at beefing up your LinkedIn profile. LinkedIn is huge on the B2B side and it's probably still underutilized in a lot of regions and especially in our own little region here in Western Massachusetts in the sense of fully networking and utilizing the platform to really grow the brand and the business. And so really looking at how you utilize the platforms that where your target audience is. If you're an interior designer, an artist, a cook, Pinterest is your place. Really know your audience. That is one of the biggest things I can tell you because your audience that is on Facebook may not be the same audience that's on LinkedIn. So the content you produce for them needs to be tailored for that audience. You really can't share what you share on Facebook to LinkedIn to Twitter. It's really looking at where you need to spend your time on those platforms and what you really need to do. So after you figure out your target, where they are, where you need to be, you start thinking about how you want to engage with them and how do you want to position yourself out there? How do you want to be the expert in your industry? A lot of it is content. So content is a way to not only continue the story of who you are and your expertise, but really highlight yourself as a resource and as an expert and really taking it to the next level. So there's various types of content that you can really incorporate across all different platforms. The most general starting point for a lot is really a blog. That should be your home to house all of your content for everything. It's easy to share on every platform. And it's also opportunity to really own your hub of where everything is originating from. So looking at outside of the blog, when you're sharing things on social, the other types of content that does happen is you're looking at photos and videos and graphics. And so really prioritizing and knowing which one of those really gets more engagement from your audience, you're that's where you need to focus. If you come to find out that video is the only way people will engage with your service or your product, then you need to figure out ways to incorporate more video. If you know that articles and infographics and ebooks are ways to engage with your audience, then you need to know how to position to create that kind of content to then just push out through social. So it's really looking at what types of content your audience engages with. In the beginning, with all of these strategies and target audience and implementing new content, it is okay to fail. The first 2 to 3 months is usually a good testing phase. Try things. See what works. See what doesn't work. You're not going to get 100% right off the bat. And that is doesn't matter what you do in a sense of how much advertising dollars you put in. You're going to make mistakes until you hit that method of strategy that you know that works. If you're starting new pages, you're not going to know what best days and times to post because you haven't had any backup to have analytics to prove what's worked. So really looking at your analytics will help determine when is the best day and time. And every platform offers it, and I feel that people only consider Facebook having analytics, but Twitter has it. Instagram is now offering it. Pinterest also has it if you do have it set up as a business account. So every platform does offer analytics, and I think using that in a sense of knowing who your audience is and when they're online is going to be vital to reaching more people organically, because we all know platforms like Facebook, Instagram is starting to become a little bit like it. It's almost pay to play. So really looking at how you can effectively reach people without that extra dollar. So once you really built out the strategy and you start testing things out, you really need a few months to really see what works. You can't really test something out for a week. If you're running a ad campaign, you should be running it for 2-3 weeks, maybe even a month. It does take about 2 to 3 times for someone to see the ad to actually respond or engage with the ad or click to the ad. So running an ad for 2 days on Facebook is really not beneficial. You really want to look at least a minimum a week to 2 to 3 weeks. And then look at who you want to target and really look at possibly setting up a actual budget for Facebook. As much as inexpensive it is, you can run a pretty good promoted post campaign for $40, $50 for the month. It's really inexpensive. It's just, again, knowing what you want to push out and what you want people to engage with. So some tips that I can give that will help keep things organized and help keep you moving along, especially if you're doing everything yourself, is first definitely creating a content calendar. Have your T's crossed and your I's dotted. Know what posts are going up, when and where and which platform. And so really knowing what you need to do before you actually need to do it. We're all guilty of it. Everyone goes in and I need to post something on Facebook, and then they go in and next thing you know, it's 2 hours. They didn't post anything and they just got stuck watching videos about cats and dogs. So really looking at creating a content calendar so you know, and you can develop a lot of the content ahead of time and you can save time that way, where you can write all the blog posts in one afternoon for the month, and you can write all the Facebook posts for the week in one morning. So really looking at developing content calendar to help you know what you need to post and when. Next is getting into the habit of checking analytics. I think it's really important to know that you know what's working and what's not working. We do this even with our ad campaigns, going in every few days to a week to see what's benefiting, what's working, changing what we need to change. So really paying attention to that. So I would recommend at least going into analytics at least once a month to know what times your fans have been on Facebook or any platform and what posts they've engaged with the most and the least, and know what you need to do moving forward for the next month. Third is, as much as Facebook is free, quote unquote, per se, it does take a lot of time. So if you have a team or you have an intern or someone there that can help you, it is okay to delegate certain aspects out. And you don't necessarily have, and if you are afraid to give someone in your company access to the pages, there's still ways that they can help you managing in the sense of developing the content so that you don't take time developing the content. Or you can actually give them access to Facebook and only check analytics for you and keep you on track. So there's different ways where you can give access that it's very limited, that they don't have complete control. So really looking at if you do have extra help, it is okay to delegate. A lot of people like to see the company, the people, the culture, the behind the scenes. So it's really important if there is a team to really highlight the team as well. So really looking at bringing in extra hands if you can. And if you can't, by all means, go back to my first tip and trying to figure out priority. You don't need to be everywhere. See where it would be most beneficial for you. And if it's just one or two platforms to start with, then that's what you need to do. One quote I can say that's been very helpful is you can't be everything to everyone, but you can be something to someone. So why not just be something to your target audience and instead of trying to be everything to everyone? So really look at coming up with a strategy, who you need to target, where they need to be, where you need to be to engage with them, developing that engaging content that really highlights who you are, what you do, what you're best at, and really look at continuing to engagement, set goals, having an advertising budget. And then the last thing I would say tip-wise is what are you doing offline to get people online? If you are a networker and you're out and about, do you have your social links on your business cards? Are you tweeting and posting while you're at events? Are you checking in? What are you doing offline to encourage people to follow and engage with you then and there? So look at your collateral. Look at what you're doing. Your email signature, does it have social links? So really take a cross-channel approach of what you're doing offline to get people to connect online too. I think that's what I have. I don't know. Yeah, any questions, I think?
Well, one that we had actually submitted ahead of time, which was one of the things that prompted me to reach out to you, was a woman in our – we keep an Unleashed Facebook group for all of our Lioness members where they can engage and kind of, you know, during the week not only inspire and help but really give each other advice and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And someone had asked about how they can use, let me make sure I get it right, social media marketing to build their list, like how they kind of engage, I guess, to kind of convert these people to either build a newsletter or sign up for their mailing lists.
Yep, so there's multiple ways. There's Facebook, for example, has the option to adding a custom tab. So there's a lot of ways to set up permanent presence to have email signups to build your list on different platforms. So Facebook specifically, you can create a custom tab to have an email sign up. So people, when they go to your page, and see the tabs on the left side, which we are in 2017. It's on the left side. So if you're watching this 18 and beyond, who knows where they put it. Right now it's on the left side, and so you'll be able to get direct access there. If you are looking to build it across other platforms, Twitter and you are allowed to put in links in the description outside of what the website link is, so you can put an extra link there. I would recommend, depending on what email service you use between Constant Contact, MailChimp, or whatever, maybe setting up a Bitly account or any other URL shortener so you can create a custom-ish URL that makes it easier to and easier on the eyes to put in there. So it could be a much easier way to put the link out there. So, and then with an Instagram, you only have one option to put a link. So if you're if your goal is to, you know, the first quarter of 2017 or the first half of the year to really just build the email list, I would change the link on your Instagram account from your website to the link to subscribe to your email, and then include that message in your description to tell people to subscribe. You can't be afraid to put a call of action, and you can't be afraid to directly ask people. So making sure you are posting it in your content feed, not regularly, but making sure you're putting on there. You know, with Instagram, you can probably post it once every couple of weeks. Same with Facebook. Twitter, you can actually post it, you know, once every few days. You know, and encourage LinkedIn. When you are connecting with people on LinkedIn, you know, one way that people kind of, they just go and connect, and that's it. They never do a follow-up message. So following up with a thank you for connecting, here's a link to subscribe to my email if you're interested. So there's ways where you can encourage engagement on LinkedIn as well as getting people to sign up. So there's, as long as you're putting it in to the strategy flow of things and having it on permanent places, like your website, of course, that Facebook tab and links in some of the platforms, and having those places where you don't have to put it in the feed, but also make sure that you do put it in the feed from time to time to encourage people. You can run, ads specifically on Facebook to encourage email signups. They have that kind of targeted campaign. So there's an opportunity to run an email campaign through Facebook too. So it's really looking at if you do have extra, you know, $50, $100, $200, $300, however big you want to go, there is the opportunity to really build a list out through Facebook as well. So there's multiple different ways, and so it's really finding the what I call at home docs of where they can stay and you don't have to touch it, and people can sign up if they go there, if you push them there, or you put it into the feed so that they have that it shows up in their timeline, or they share it to a friend.
Well, I've had the pleasure of knowing you for a very, very long time, and you know, you were just doing a lot digitally and on the internet when not a lot of people were really talking about it, you know. And when I say that, I mean in terms of business, right? Because people were using Facebook and some of those tools for themselves personally, but you were a person who early on was really using it to help businesses and to drive your own business. And so what are some things that you wish people would stop doing on social media?
Oh, let me count the ways. No, so I think when it comes to having your company on social media, and I think people, there are businesses I feel that maybe try too hard to be, right, to get that engagement. So it's really looking at doing subtle things. This is a preference. I am personally not a fan of like this to do this, share this if you agree. So it's you want to create that content that gets people to do that. You don't want to tell them to do that. So again, there are people in my industry that encourage it. So it's a preference thing. I personally just feel like I'm being told what to do when I'm going on social to enjoy stuff. So again, for me, that's something that I don't encourage within my own stuff, our clients, just because the focus should be creating content that they want to share, not that you're making them share. Unless right. It's a contest and they need to share to enter, then that's a whole different ballgame. But I think that's one of those things. People underutilize video. So right now, and I know it's a big thing, there are so many ways you can do video and not be on the camera if people are camera shy. So there's just a lot of ways I think people don't understand how to really utilize it. And it's not that it's something that I'm like, don't do. But I feel like it's okay to try. And, you know, even if you record it pre-posting and do, you know, I've, Natasha, even from Lioness, you've been on this show that I did years ago where we filmed 5 episodes before we even put the first one up. So it was keep doing it until you feel comfortable. Until this day, I don't like the way I look or sound on camera, and I just it doesn't matter. So you're always going to feel that way about yourself if you're on video. But really, I say, like, I think it's just good to try things. Social, you know, depending on how big your brand and you people are afraid of backlash, but you're not going to know how to be different and how to make things work if you don't try. And it is okay to fail. Just don't continue to fail every time. Just continue to track what's working, what's not working. Really taking chances. I think I see a lot of businesses kind of just sticking to the mediocre and not taking that big leap of chance of doing something different, even within their own industry. And I think that's why I love working in having an agency, because we work with so many different industries, that something that may seem typical in an insurance agency, and we bring that mythology to a fashion company, and it may work. So I think people just kind of are afraid to think outside of the box, and that's such a cliche marketing term, but it's kind of true.
I'm definitely going to come back to the work that you're doing, because I think some of the things that you're doing is really amazing and cutting edge, and so I definitely want to come back to that. But I have to ask you about some of the accounts you follow. So I right now am in a mode where I'm just addicted to Instagram. I don't know what it is. Some of the changes that they're making, I just love it on there. And so one of the people that I love to follow is the actress Jamie Chung. I don't know if you saw like Hangover Part 2. Stu's wife, I think. I love her Instagram account. It makes me feel good when it comes up in my feed, and she has great images and just good vibe and energy. Are there one or two people that you follow that you love how they're rocking their social media?
Yeah, so the first one, I mean, he's kind of, I guess you could say, an icon in our industry. His name is Gary Vaynerchuk. He just nails it. He gets it. He owns and runs a super large agency in New York. He is the king of content and knows what he's talking about and knows what he's doing, and he's just very, very good. And another person I follow on Instagram, his name is Lewis House. He kind of like what you were saying with Jamie, Natasha, I just love the content. I like the vibe in the content he does. I think he does a lot of stuff on training people for webinars and speaking and things like that. And so he, I followed him through that in the beginning, but it just became, I just like his content as well. And it's more of like a motivational, type of content. So it really, between the both of them, they really, and there's a few that I probably won't mention that I kind of enjoy, but there's...
Yeah.
Those two are, at least like professionally, those are the two that I enjoy, that I know that I can read and be like, oh, okay, yep, got it.
Yeah. Let's go back to the work that you're doing at the Creative Strategy Agency. One of the things that I respect about you guys is that you have very large clients, and then you have solopreneurs. And so a lot of our lovely members here are either early stage startups or at the scale fees, right? And so what is some of the work that you do with startups and solopreneurs? What are some of the things that you offer?
Yeah, we actually just signed on a startup. I think you were in the same cohort at VVM with them, Natasha. So what we did with them specifically, and I tend to do this mostly with small businesses, solopreneurs, startups, is really developing the plan and then giving them the tools to implement the plan themselves. So we will develop the plan, and at the end of this plan, there's a training implementation period, showing them how to do it, what they need to do, and then giving them the tools to make sure they're successful to do it. And we do have some of them come back and ask us to stay on as a consultant to make sure that they are doing it right and continuing it, but they're the ones that are really steering the ship, and we're just kind of their support system. But there are people that take the plan, walk away with it, and do what's in the plan, and it's been successful. So we, it's for us, for what we do, and I believe this, and some people will look at hear this and say, what? Like, not everything in social always needs to be 100% outsourced or 100% in-house. It's just finding that right balance and what you actually need. So there's, we work with a lot of clients that only outsource like just the advertising part or just the analytics part because they have someone in-house that can do that, but they are not skilled in knowing the numbers or really doing the best bang for their buck with the advertising. So it's really, it's looking at what are you really focusing on that you need that extra help, if you need that extra help. But we really take it as an approach to really give them the tools because, I come from a small business background, and my family is all in hospitality and restaurant businesses, so I know how to try to stretch a dollar and how to really where it's tough, and especially in the smaller startup phases. And, I'm only 8 years old, and I still consider myself in the startup phase. So,
yeah,
completely, I am very compassionate interviews, but when it comes to giving them something that makes sure that they are successful to take with them, whether we're there to help them or not, that they have the tools that they need to at least get the first year or 2 years up and off the ground. So those are what we normally do for the smaller side. And then when we get to the larger side, usually when they ask us to help with some kind of management, ongoing with content, things like that.
Oh, nice, nice. I'm so excited that you were able to join us today. We had some hit and misses. You were supposed to, you know, come last month, and then we couldn't. And so I'm just, thank you so much for being able to join us and being flexible. And the women have really been asking for some social media help. So I know that this is going to be just fantastic day for them today. If they want to reach out to you, learn a little bit more about the Creative Strategy Agency and some of your offerings, how can they reach you?
Yep, so our website is tcsainc.com, and that will iron out basically who we are, what we do. And if you want to reach out to me with any questions or anything like that, my email is alfonso, A-L-F-O-N-S-O, at tcsainc.com. And, I mean, if there's anything that you need questions on what I said today, feel free to reach out. But the website, and if you go on any platform or even on Snapchat, the Creative Strategy Agency, you can kind of go and see what we do for our own selves, and some of our client stuff is also featured on there as well.
Nice. Ladies, I definitely recommend that you go to Al's website and check out some of the work that they're doing and hit him up with any follow-up questions or ideas that you may have in terms of your business's social media. The other thing that I will do today is in the Unleash group for you guys, I will go in and paste the Creative Strategy Agency's website, Al's follow-up email if you guys have any questions. And other than that, I just want to thank you, Alfonso, again for joining us today.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Ladies, you know, you can always go into the group today to continue today's discussion on social media. And until next time, unleash the lioness within and rock the day.